on this Monday morning in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 559, unchanged on the open July, 570 down 9.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 511, down 12 on the open July, 524, down 10.75. December 569, down 15.75 on the open. May corn opened at 367, down 9.25 on the open. July 376, down 9.75. December 396, down 11. March 408.25, down 11.25. May 416, down 10.25. July 423, down 9.5 on the open. May beans open at 10.35, down 16 on the open. July 10.21, down 20.5. August 9.92, down 21. September 9.41, down 30. November 9.06, down 9.06, down, what was it, down 30 on the open. Take it out to May of 2010, 9.24, down 19 on the open. May soybean meal open at 322, down 460 on the open. July 313, down 570. May soybean oil open at 3575, down 10.25 on the open. July, I make that down 102 on the open, excuse me. July 3608, down 99. April live cattle open at 88, down 32.5 on the open. April feeders 99.15, down 2.5. May lean hog 71.80, down 45. And May bellies 82.30, down 242.5 on the open. Alongside me this morning in the studio is membership director Rita Schulte. And I got this story in this morning, Rita. It says this: Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says Americans need to sharpen their financial know-how to help them best use their money, especially during the current economic crisis. The Fed chief says, quote, as the global economy continues to experience extraordinary turbulence, the need has never been greater for initiatives that help consumers learn how to manage their money wisely. And I thought, that's us. That's us in agriculture. Our mission is to distribute regionally, nationally, and internationally analysis of commodity markets and weather. And that's what we do.
Yep. And providing that information is what WILL does. And it's one of the things that we do treasure is the fact that WILL is now not only the best ag report downstate, it's also the only ag report downstate. And even if it wasn't the only one, I think it would be about the best. I mean, there's a lot of grand information going out through the airwaves here to make sure that you have what you need to know to make important planning decisions, to know when to bring in a crop or whether you should leave it be, whether it's the weather you need, whether you need to know it here in Illinois or down in Argentina. It's here for you on WILL. And to help support that service, a couple of our folks who are help support the service generally offer up a challenge to you. AgriGold Hybrids, the Andersons, Bates Commodities, Risk Management Commodities, and Cadent EFG in Chicago have all gotten together, and they have now upped the ante with the addition of the Chicago firm to $1,250 challenge, resting on us receiving 100 calls for agriculture programs by the end of this pledge drive. So we've got today and tomorrow to get the job done here. We have about 53 calls in so far on this challenge, so your call right now will help a great deal. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Or if you're listening online, click the light bulb and go to willpledge.org and make your pledge online today.
And remember that these dollars are directly in support of the programming that you need to make smart marketing decisions and increase the bottom line in your wallet. That's what we're here about, and that's what we try to do, and we try to find new ways to provide you that information, be it our Ag e-letter, the free weekly e-letter that we send out to those of you who wish it, or most recently, our phone service. Yes, we have a phone line that you can call and get great analysis twice a day when you're out there planting or out there harvesting in the cab of your vehicle via your cell phone. We do this because we know that you need this kind of information in order to stay abreast of the marketplace and also to increase your chances of profitability. But now is the time to help us to provide you that information, and you can do so at 217-244-9455 with your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express card. And, of course, you will also be helping us to put away that challenge for $1,250. Let's go ahead and bring Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, into the discussion. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
You know, we were talking just a minute ago about the WILL Ag Service, and one of the things that we were saying is it's one of the few downstate services left, if maybe not the only. But I was actually thinking that if you look out nationally of the kind of reporting we do and the kind of information that we provide, there's probably not too many of us nationally.
Well, I've not... on the radio side.
On the radio side.
No, there's no one up to you guys' standards or information you provide that I know of. In fact, if you look at your internet and where people are coming from on your internet service, it's growing quite well, I would assume, because as the word continues to spread, you provide the information you do and the analytical news you provide. You've got a lot of people from all over the country starting to come to your web to get the information that we hear in Central Illinois and Central Indiana.
Let's go ahead and look at the marketplace, and as we do that, we see that the technicals don't show very much strength this morning.
Boy, we're under the gun from the word get-go, basically looking at a little bit more favorable weather forecast here over the near term. Then the outside influences is providing quite a bit of pressure with crude oil down over $4 a barrel, the Dow down over 230 points, a sharply higher dollar all suggest that weaker corn and bean values are in store here today.
And let's look out toward the end of the week. People are going to be in a little bit of shell shock today with how significant the drop is. Where will it catch in your mindset?
Well, probably if you look at the worst-case scenario, if the market wants to go ahead and move lower here, downside risk over the next few weeks, 2 weeks, probably be the 345 level basis December corn futures and down to 810, 815 basis November bean futures. Short term, oftentimes when we get a strong down day on a Monday, we have a turnaround or a contrary Tuesday and have some recovery on the next trading day. However, though, as we go into this spring time window, seasonality show that when you have a spring bounce into mid-April, it's often followed by weaker trend into first part of May. So, you know, when we see a dramatic turnaround in the outside markets and see the forecast turn back to extremely wet, it's going to be awful hard for the grain market to buck the trend it started here last week.
Essentially, soybeans has been the star of this marketplace, especially old crop soybeans. Can it continue to be the star in this downtrend, or do you think that its strength is waning?
What's due for a correction here? We've had a good run. We did sell 120,000 tons of beans to unknown and 110,000 ton beans to China, and we did sell some bean oil to India. I imagine those sales are going to continue. The fear or concern is that the ending stocks are going to continue to erode away over time, but I don't know if it's going to be a tight enough situation to push the market sharply higher from the standpoint that the southern hemisphere still has ample supplies of beans. So whenever the trade is done buying U.S. beans, they will shift a little bit more focus to the southern hemisphere since they hold over 70% of the world inventories.
You've been watching gold. What's it telling you?
Well, a little bit of fear. Gold's up $16 here today. The Dow's down hard. The energies are down hard. So it tells us that there's fear in the marketplace. In order to get real panicky or see a huge concern about the outside markets. If gold starts to close above 990, 992, basis the June future suggests, we've got more downside in the outside markets.
What else are you looking at?
Well, continue to watch the dollar index. A lot of people like to watch the dollar. It's more of a conversational piece, I believe. From long term, there's some correlations there that don't jive. But to make a long story short, the U.S. dollar above this 86.80 area, 86.85, suggests further strength in the marketplace. So from a technical perspective, a close above that suggests the dollar is going to strengthen here over the near term.
Thank you very much there, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Well, it's just about last chance, Texaco, to support the agriculture programming. We have the balance of today, and then I think we have tomorrow morning, and then that will be it for the spring pledge period. And remember that the largest portion of our listener support dollars, the operating budget that we use to run this station, be it the lights, you name it, what it takes to run it, comes from folk like you. It doesn't come from Wall Street. It doesn't come from the government. It comes from people like you. And thus far, we've raised well over $100,000 in support of WILO programming, and that's great. But Rita Schulte, our membership director, is alongside, and she is the big number cruncher. She looks at the big picture. And in the big picture, we want to raise a little bit more than $100,000.
Yes, we need to raise about $200,000, actually. Actually, we need to raise significantly more than that. But we had set our sights on $200 for this spring pledge campaign, and we're just about halfway there. Our last update said we were at around $103,000. We're probably closer to $104,000, $105,000 in the bank right now. Almost 36% of the money that we use to operate this station, that means the dollars that bring you the ag reports and the weather reports and the news and information, comes from the listeners who call in during pledge drives or mail in a check to WILL. In order to get on board with that, call us at 217-244-9455 or go to willpledge.org. We've got a challenge on the table for $1,250, and so far we've got about 54 calls in on that challenge. We want to hear from 100, so we're about halfway there, too. There's a halfway trend going here.
A halfway trend that we can push well on its way to completion right now with a WILL big agricultural phone wave at 217-244-9455. I tell you what, I think we need about 12 or 13 calls on the balance of this agricultural broadcast in order to stay on track and give us a shot at making that challenge come tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock when we say adios to the spring membership pledge drive. 217-244-9455 is the number to call with your pledge of support, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express card, or Rita. They can do it via the web.
Yes, they can. If you're listening online right now and you can see a little or a big blue light bulb, click on it. It'll take you to willpledge.org, and that's where you can make your contribution to help support the programs that you depend on here on WILLAM. 217-244-9455 is our phone number if you like telephones better than web pages. And you can help us meet this challenge. For 100 calls, you can push us closer to that total. 217-244-9455 again is the number to call.
And when you make that call, we also have some great incentive gifts to offer you, including this wonderful baseball cap that I've worn to Outlook meetings for the last year or so. It's a wonderful blue, and on the front emblazoned is our agricultural logo. And when you put that cap on and go around the communities, you will be saying that you are a supporter of WILO Agriculture. We give that cap at the $80 level. Maybe that's the level right for you. Todd and I like to say $100. We think that's fair for WILO Agricultural Programming. But give whatever you feel in your heart that you believe the service is worth right now at 217-244-9455. and help us to put away that agricultural challenge for $1,250. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's now 10:06 Central Time.